Welcome to Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson. This is Kent Steinbeck, and he's jotting a few notes down right now. We both have our Bibles open, and they're open to Genesis chapter 22. And in this devotion, we're going to be looking at verses 13 and 14. The title of this is The Lord Provides. And we know this is going to be a great devotion already, just by the title of this. And we know where this is headed, Kent. And this all revolves around God's call upon Abraham's life to take his son, his only son, and go to the land of Moriah, and there to build an altar, and there to lay his son on that altar, the wood and his son, and to sacrifice his son unto death, which, of course, is a prefiguring of what God the Father would do with his own son, Jesus Christ, in the very same city of Jerusalem. Well, as Abraham is ready to plunge the knife into Isaac, God intervenes. And it was a test to see if Abraham would obey God. And we now come to verses 13 and 14, which I want to read. And I think it'll be self-apparent why we're calling this The Lord Provides. So verse 13. Then Abraham raised his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the place of his son. Abraham called the name of that place, The Lord Will Provide. In the Hebrew, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. As it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord, it will be provided. Kent, the lesson here is that as we obey the Lord, and as we move forward in the will of God, in the place that God has assigned to us, that God will provide what is necessary and what is needed to do God's work and to do God's will. It was Hudson Taylor who said years ago, God's work done God's way will never lack God's provision. And that is the lesson that God is teaching Abraham, that if you will go to the place where I tell you to go, and if you will do what I tell you to do there, offer your son, I will intervene and I will provide for you the sacrifice. A vicarious sacrifice, a substitutionary sacrifice, that your son might be spared, and that this ram would be offered in the place. It's interesting that this ram was caught in the thicket by his horns. Some have said that it was a prefiguring of the crown of thorns that would be placed upon the head of God's son when he sacrificed him in our place, ultimately upon the cross. And so this is a great lesson, that all that we have really comes from the Lord, and that every good gift, every perfect gift comes down from God above, the Father of unshifting shadows with whom there is no variation, James 1:18. And so Abraham learns this lesson. And you and I need to learn this lesson, and in many ways, we have learned this lesson, but it's an ongoing lesson that is repeated again and again and again. I mean, God has wonderfully provided for me, and he's wonderfully provided for you so that we can serve the Lord. And that provision has come in so many different ways. From a spouse to children to resources to health to open doors for ministry to God's gift of teaching and preaching the word that's been upon us, a place to worship God. And as we have stepped out by faith, both of us, God has been there to provide every step of the way. And I think about even where we're meeting right now, Kent, at Herb's House Coffee House. I mean, there was a time when Trinity Bible Church of Dallas, we met in here, and it was a pretty small crowd, relatively speaking. And we finally outgrew this, and we moved across the street. And as you were telling me, not just one service, but two services, but we had so many people that the spillover had to come back over here where we first started.
Yeah.
I mean, our cup has overflowed,
yeah.
Kent, as we have stepped out by faith to follow his leadership. I mean, we've seen it before our very eyes in a present situation.
Yeah.
So, but it's a lesson that the Lord will continue to provide yeah. into the future. Who knows what God has planned for us in the future, maybe even the near future.
Yeah.
So, I mean, let's talk about
the provision. This is an amazing thing because, like, I need this morning because of, and I'm sure people listening need this because we're thinking about, what about this? What about this? What about tomorrow and this and that? And we, at least I do, I forget everything he's provided.
Yeah.
And I wish that were more in the forefront of my mind to give me the comfort and the peace going forward. But the interesting thing here, we may point this out, it wasn't an hour later.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a mile away, was it? And there happened to be a thicket strong enough
right there
for the ram that actually had whatever size horns he had.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just everything perfect.
Yeah.
At the exact time. How does that work in our lives?
Well, God's provision comes at the perfect time.
It does, doesn't it?
It doesn't always come immediately, though it came here immediately. But God's timing is always perfect, and sometimes that is immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And at other times, he wants to test us to see our endurance and our perseverance, and will we continue to trust him, and will we wait upon him? And so it just works out for each one of us at different times,
right.
Different ways. But again, his timing is always perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can rest in that,
yeah.
You know?
What are things, Steve, that we may be concerned about, our audience may be concerned about, that God may not provide and that can be concerning in our lives, that we can you actually use this and apply it in our lives? What are the main
yeah.
things?
Well, one thing that comes to my mind for some of our audience are single.
Yeah.
And having to wait
yeah.
upon
That's good.
The Lord to provide that right person.
Mm-hmm.
And even as the last few seconds, your son-in-law just came walking in.
Mm.
And your daughter. And God's timing was perfect for KB. To bring AJ into her life. And AJ had to wait a little bit longer because he's a little bit older than your daughter. And it may be that as you're watching this broadcast and you're single, don't give up hope. Wait on the Lord.
That's good.
Trust in his timing. He's never late. And he will bring to pass what needs to happen. He is a make it happen God, and he runs on time.
Mm.
And so be encouraged with that. You may be waiting for a job
mm-hmm.
to open up or
yeah.
The next phase of your career. You don't have to take matters in your own hands. I mean, you should show initiative and you should pursue certain things, but just know that you don't have to force a round peg into a square hole. That God at just the right time will take you to that next place of vocation. God can do this, and God will do this. You may be waiting on a place of ministry to serve the Lord. Well, he may be working on your character. He may be maturing you so that you may be ready for when he opens that door. Who is to say what all of this represents in your life? But the fact is that His name is Jehovah Jireh. Mm-hmm. The Lord will provide.
Amen.
And I need to be reminded of this. Mm-hmm. And Kent, we all do.
Yes, we
do. We live in a fast-paced culture and society. And we want things instantly. We want a drive-through window. We want it to happen yesterday. And just know that in God's perfect timing, He will come through for you, and He will provide for you exactly what you need. And it will be better than whatever you would try to force to happen just by your own enterprise. So, I'm so thankful that you've tuned in to Steadfast Hope and that we've looked at this passage. This has something very personal and very practical to say to each and every one of us. So may the Lord meet with you right now as you process what we've been talking about, and may the seeds of these verses be fruitful in your life and bring forth a great harvest. Well, thank you for joining us today for Steadfast Hope.